On Midwest Week, recovery work continues in eastern Iowa 10 years after a historic flood. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Brian Morelli, reporter for The Gazette in Cedar Rapids. So remind us, Brian, how historic was that flood that hit Cedar Rapids in 2008?
It was the most, it was the largest volume of water flowing through Cedar Rapids ever. The flood crested at 31.12 feet on June 13, 2008, which was the previous record was 20 feet. But it was very devastating, and it penetrated about 10 square miles of the city, which is about 14% impacted homes and city building, about more than 5,000 houses dislocated, about 18,000 people damaged, 310 city facilities. So it was very severe. It really upended the city. I mean, really, to this day, the city is still working on flood recovery and kind of putting the pieces back. Of course, kind of in a different phase than they were 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there any warning in 2008 that all of this was coming, or was it pretty much a surprise for everyone?
It was a surprise. They knew the water was rising, but basically the river basin upstream there was just torrential rain, and as the water was rising, storms were descending on Cedar Rapids at the same time, and it just really pushed things over the top. It, you know, basically flooded all the main, the water, the sewer plant, the water plant. Basically, they raced to protect the last well for drinking water in the city, it pretty quickly became all hands on deck. So it caught them a bit by surprise, not only, just how historic the level, just how high it reached. No one could have ever predicted that would happen, and just since it was so much more than had ever happened before. There's a lot better data collection today than there was 10 years ago, river gauges and so forth, and modeling of the rivers, which has really helped a lot to predict how high the water, with a lot better certainty, how high the water will rise, and you know, if water rises here, what will it mean in Cedar Rapids or elsewhere along the rivers.
And so now 10 years later, what's been fixed or restored, all those buildings and neighborhoods, et cetera?
All the public infrastructure is, the public buildings have been rebuilt. There's a new library, there's a new city hall, new fire station, new public works building. So a lot of those key pieces were built in the first, 5 years after the flood or so. Today, the work is really focused on getting the flood wall built, and they started that about 2 years ago. There's a trendy area in town that's called the New Bohemia District. That was really the first main area that was protected, not because it's the trendiest area, but because it's the lowest lying area along the river. And they've been kind of working, kind of addressing the next lowest areas. So now they're working in Czech Village, which is across the river from New Bohemia, and also work is beginning to build a wall around Quaker Oats and kind of an industrial area just north of downtown.
Now, 10 years seems like a long time to wait, Brian. What's taken so long? If, 10 years, you're still rebuilding and still restoring, is that sort of normal for this kind of disaster?
Well, especially with the flood system, there's been a few, the flood system has been a little complicated. One, they had to get the designs approved by the Army Corps of Engineers, which took several years. They're actually still fine-tuning what the actual layout of the wall will be, what will be walls, what will be levees, where do they want gates, where they want, pump stations, which will, pump the water back into the river. So So some of that's still actually being fine-tuned, but it wasn't until 2015 that they got the first real master plan for the flood system. And then meanwhile, you know, it's all about the money, you know, kind of pulling together, you know, a way to pay for all this. The estimate is it would cost $750 million over 20 years. That accounts for inflation. And they'd been waiting on federal, you know, hoping on federal money for several years. And that actually just came through a few weeks ago, which was actually a pleasant surprise for the local planners, because they had, at some point, people had kind of given up on whether federal money was ever going to be given to Cedar Rapids. And then the amount they got was quite a bit higher than what they had been anticipating.
Now, has there been a referendum, or is there plans for a referendum for local money for some of these projects?
I think there was three attempts. There's two or three attempts. I can't remember which one, to get local, to do a kind of a local option sales tax to help pay for the flood system. That was back in 2011 and 12, and those were rejected by voters. And so the kind of put the city back to the drawing board. The city at this point is committed to $110 million of the system, and that would be paid for through just the basic property taxes. And there's another, the state has kicked in about $270 million through a sales tax collection program, where the city gets to keep a portion of the growth in sales tax revenue from when this program started. So they've really kind of boosted their push for retail to help kind of drive up their sales tax numbers, and they're keeping that to help pay for the system. But there's still a gap of more than $100 million, and that's kind of a big question, is how are they going to come up with that money? And there's some question about whether they're going to need to, you know, raise property taxes to pay for it. The city hasn't raised property taxes in 10 years, so you know, that could be one option. There was some talk about whether to go for another referendum to the voters, but there's a street, there's a sales tax, local option sales tax for streets that's been going on for about 5 years, and that's, you know, they've been really happy with how that's going, so they don't want to mess with that. My sense is they'll probably go do another streets referendum rather than pave the flood system.
And haven't there been some predictions in recent years about more rain and much heavier rainfall in Iowa, and something like this could very well happen again?
Well, yeah, and that's, I mean, I think that's why they're kind of working hard to build this flood protection system. As we saw in 2016, Cedar Rapids was kind of on their heels again, trying to protect against the river. The difference that time is, well, a couple things. One is they had more days' notice. They had about 4 days' notice to prepare. And secondly, the rain stopped, and so the peak, the crest, was actually quite a bit lower than what they were bracing for. So the city had kind of assembled a temporary flood protection system. And, it's happening more. The river levels are rising more frequently. So kind of, again, illustrates and highlights the need to build this system.